The Tea Party. Tea Party, Tea Party. Who wants a tea party? Me, he, she wants one. They want two. Me too. Tea party for two, or three, or four, or more, or just for one. Tea parties are very fashionable these days. Have you ever been to a tea party? Being of British descent, I'm quite fond of afternoon tea. Granny Alcock served tea and buns every afternoon at 4 o'clock. We still call them Granny's buns. At family reunions, someone is sure to remark, "Hey, remember Granny's buns?" We now know they were really scones and scrumptious. These teas could turn quite mad when the right combination of my zany relatives dropped by. Mad is a very useful word. It has a wide range of meanings, from variations of angry or insane, frenzied, agitated, animated, enthusiastic. I'm mad about you. Our world is full of mad hatters and their mad tea parties, wouldn't you say? Tea parties have their place in history. We had the Boston Tea Party in 1773, somewhat mad in its inception and subsequent actions. Consider also the Tea Party movement. Clearly mad. And then there's still Donald Trump, who appears to be holding a mad tea party for one. This morning, with a little help from Lewis Carroll's Alice in Wonderland, we will explore the challenging and often mad world of words. Words have always fascinated me, mostly due to my father's love of the English language. I spent many happy hours with Dad at the kitchen table, diagramming sentences. I loved it. Words, of course, were paramount in my teaching career. One year, I took a risk, and I told my seventh graders that we would be reading Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. It was on the reading list. At first, they scoffed. Ew! We don't want to read Alice in Wonderland. That's a kid's story. However, we did. And soon they were mesmerized, as was I, by this astounding piece of literature. Finding the child in us all and the madness, Lewis Carroll's beloved novel has entertained us for over a century. This year marks its 150th anniversary of its publication. So today I celebrate. Alice, our heroine, was put to the test in Wonderland and in Carroll's second novel, Through the Looking Glass, published 6 years later. These classic gems are a treasure trove for countless academic and creative types. Philosophers, psychoanalysts, linguists, mathematicians, logicians, musicians, authors, artists, and directors. I'm an avid fan of the Alice books. They mimic our challenging, often perverse, and always mystifying world. And I often feel a deep connection with Alice. When I first joined this fellowship 6 years ago, I felt a bit like Alice. Little Judith in Wonderland. No, Ululand. How did I get here? Did I fall down a rabbit hole? No, I purchased a small cottage just down the street. And one Sunday morning, I just fell into this curious church. I had always thought of a church as having a majestic steeple, a facade with a prominent cross, stained glass windows in profusion, and the glorious resonance of a vintage organ. Christ Church Episcopal in Waltham, Massachusetts, where I was baptized and confirmed, had all that. When I landed in this church, I was intrigued, but skeptical and guarded. After all, I hadn't recognized any religion since college. I was a churchless person in a very challenging world, and I didn't have a compass. Like Alice, at first I was overwhelmed by the remarkable characters I met in this unfamiliar land. As most of you would agree, you use like to talk, and many are very clever wordsmiths. I like to talk, but sometimes I feared that my words might appear pedestrian, inane, illogical, ill-advised, confrontational. It happens. Would my words reveal my true identity? Misfit in UU land? Maybe so, but I am finding my way. The inspiring words of the UU Covenant have captivated me, as words will do. Acceptance, spiritual growth, world community, interdependent web of all existence, powerful words, who could resist? I'm even beginning to enjoy my misfit. I like to fit in, but I enjoy my misfit. No need for sparkling conversation, just Judith being Judith. But it does get me in hot water sometimes, being me. My friends will know that. My misfitness both helped and hindered me in my teaching career. My misfit fit very well in the classroom, but not in the school system. Our public schools mimic Wonderland. At my last school, we had a red queen for a vice principal. I expected to hear the words, "Off with her head," at any moment, and not to the kids. The schools do the best they can, but they, in this madcap world. I've worked with fine, enlightened educators for many years, but the challenges are enormous. Tired of the nonsense, the politics, and the posturing, I took early retirement in 1998. I left in much the same manner as Alice left the Mad Tea Party. Well, I'll never go there again. It's the stupidest place I ever saw. Do you remember what happened on April 20th of 1999? 2 years after I retired, the shootings at Columbine occurred. This event stunned us all. Since then, school bullying has become a hot topic, and bullying a buzzword of the new millennium. What is bullying? Where does it start? Who is doing the bullying? It's not always the kids, is it? Why is there so much bullying in our world? A certain kind of madness is fundamental to bullying. I think Lewis Carroll understood it very well. We find its roots in teasing, to many a harmless amusement. Teasing, kidding around, poking fun, laughing at, punning, making witty repartee, can be playful and fun, or it can be hurtful and confusing. To some, teasing is pure torture. Can you remember a time, think back, when you were teased or bullied? How many can? Or perhaps you were a bully. No. Here's an old adage that you may have heard before. It first appeared in the Christian Recorder of March 1862. Sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never harm me. You all heard those, right? I didn't believe them for a second. Did you? Hurtful words have consequences. Regrettably, teasing and bullying are a major part of too many children's encounters in the schools. Feeling like misfits, both the perpetrators and the victims suffer troubled formative years. Nearly all school systems have introduced zero tolerance policies. This course of action, to me, makes things worse. It exacerbates our existing punitive system. You've heard these words, detention. ISS means in school suspension. OSS, out of school suspension. They don't work. Hear the harsh, unforgiving words. Think about the word zero tolerance for a minute. Is this an oxymoron? Perhaps it's doublespeak, as in Orwell's 1984. To me, zero tolerance is pure nonsense. I can hear the Mad Hatter say, we will have zero tolerance here. And the March Hare would probably pipe up too. Zero tolerance goes against my faith, especially against these precious words of our UU principles: worth, dignity, justice, equity, compassion. Our disenchanted youth observe bad behavior every day, from teasing, sarcasm, and intolerance to overt violence. They see it in their homes, in films and video games, on TV, in school, on the streets. They see people wielding guns and shooting other people, these days almost weekly. So the youth carry their betrayal stories into the adulthood, into their homes, their workplaces, the police departments, but into the courts, into the prison systems, and even into politics. Donald Trump bullies illegal aliens. He bullies John McCain. He bullies Nikki Haley. He's a bully. At his mad tea party, nothing is sacred. The children are watching us. We are their models. They are learning to be bullies and to be bullied. Do I paint a dismal picture? Take heart. On the bright side, within all of the turmoil and madness, many children and young adults are fortunate to have enlightened, loving, justice-seeking adults in their lives, like you. But far too many do not. More needs to be done to heal the broken hearts in our world. But what can we do? Is there anything we can do? I think so. Each one of us can use what we all have in abundance: our precious words. Emily Dickinson wrote, "I can't think of anything more powerful than words." She was from Amherst, Mass. Think of it, the power of words, to hurt, or to heal. F. Scott Fitzgerald writes, "You can stroke people with words." The Reverend Barbara Brown Taylor, one of my favorite authors, author of Learning to Walk in the Dark, says, "Sit down with the saddest child you know and say, 'Tell me about it. I have all day.'" This advice must have been lurking in my subconscious for just the right moment. 3 weeks ago at our UU yard sale, in the midst of all the total madness, I came upon a boy and an elderly gentleman sitting alone at opposite sides of the room in one of the classrooms. I sat beside the boy, who looked sad and lonely. He was holding part of a pirate costume, a hand with a hook. I told him it was very cool and that I had been amusing myself with it earlier in the week. I really was. He liked that. As I chatted with him and his granddad, his spirits appeared to lift. I saw a few tentative smiles, and I felt a warm glow in my heart. I knew I had brightened his day, but he had brightened mine as well. We can take the time from our busy, often madcap lives to share our important words with those who need them most. Words are free. They are ours to share. Here are some good ones. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. These words from the Desiderata, a 1927 poem by American writer Max Ehrman, have touched me profoundly. I am a child of the universe. That is so great. Whenever I feel misunderstood or sad or scared, I go to these words. So, I will strive to be more like Alice, to exercise courage and faith and patience, resilience and courtesy in living my life. Alice found the key to enter the beautiful Garden of Wonderland. Will we find the key to help our disenchanted youth flourish in spite of our mad Tea Party world? Walt Whitman's patient spider launched filament out of itself from our place on this magnificent web. We can spin our healing words and fling them into the cosmos. In our musing and venturing, each one of us has the power to heal a tiny part of our troubled planet, one word at a time.